with us. It's always an honor to see new faces, and glad that you hear it. And nearly every service we have visitors. In fact, it's certainly the exception throughout a year of any service that we don't have somebody new. And we're glad for them. Praise God. And sometimes being a new person, you don't always understand what's going on around you. And ain't nothing wrong with that. As there ain't nothing wrong with that. We go through life not understanding what's going on around us. But we don't question everything, you know. God didn't say you had to figure it all out. He said, just believe it. The old preacher said he couldn't understand how a brown cow could eat green grass and give white milk and yellow butter. He said, but I ain't going to quit drinking the milk and eating the butter because I can't figure it out. So that's about as simplest terms as you can put it tonight. You're not going to figure all this out. Hallelujah. But it's right because the book is right and the power of God is right. And that's what we're feeling tonight. And also every now and then, we have to do a little maintenance and preventive maintenance and stuff like this. So in some of these kind of moments, you may not understand and may not agree, but that's neither here nor there. But I just want to say this tonight before I go any further. We've got several of our young people that have got apartments of their own, different things now, and I think that's a good idea. In fact, I think if you ain't got it together at 18 years old, that there ought to be some kind of device that they make where you stand at the door and you push a button. It's got a great big foot and a knee. Kicks like that, and to help you going out and live it up. I've got a brother. Of course, my mother passed away last year, but that brother was still home at 46 years old or whatever that is, wanting to know what he's going to be when he grew up. So I believe in getting out on your own and all of that. But gentlemen, ladies, as the case may be, if you have your apartment. And I'm glad that you do. But if young man, I don't want to hear about you having any girls in your apartment. If it ain't your mama or your sister, she don't belong there. And young ladies, you don't need boys in your apartment unless it's your daddy or your brother. You say, why? Come on. I was born at night, but not last night. Ain't nobody that dumb. So, amen, amen, and amen. That is good preaching. So, well, she comes over there. I really don't want her there, but she comes anyhow. Run her off. If you can't do it, I'll say call me. I won't be around probably, but call the galley. Let Brother Galley run her off. Amen. Or wait till my wife comes to town. That'll take care of things. Now, I know that some of y'all back yonder couldn't hear what she was saying because it was coming this direction. But what you said was?
I said, if you're a man,
it takes real men to live for God. Anybody can be a fornicator. Give her a microphone.
Letting the guy come. You're just causing a reproach upon yourself. You're causing a reproach upon the church. And you're going to get yourself in a mess, and 9 months later, you're going to wish you wasn't in it. Now, today, when you're called a Christian, that means you're Christ-like. And I don't think Christ was shacked up with anybody. And if you want to have that kind of community, with the opposite, you get you a marriage license and you make it right. So if you're going to represent Jesus Christ, let's do it right. Don't go around playing around and fooling around. Well, I'm a member of Life Tabernacle and I'm a Christian. I don't care what church you're a member of. And if you're doing that, you're not a Christian. Because that's nothing to do with Christ. It's nothing like Christ. And I don't care if you're 18 doing it, and I don't care if you're 45 and you're doing it. It don't matter what your age is. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And that will stand until eternity. So if the Lord comes tomorrow and you ain't doing right, guess what? You're not going.
Amen. You know, of all the years I've spent pastoring, that has been one of the biggest marvels to me, and we have dealt with hundreds and hundreds of couples, is that before they're married, you can't keep their hands off one another. And then after they get married, a few months later, no one has nothing to do with one another. One fellow said, when you hold hands before marriage, it's courtship. After marriage, it's self-defense. Maybe some truth to that, you know, I don't know. But I just want you to stay saved. I ain't wanting to get in your business. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah. And when y'all go out in these situations, these places where you young people go, I want y'all to have fun. But, you know, there's situations that are going on. I had a pastor, Brother Ellis, called me the other day where one of our young people came to the prom alternative and took off with some sinner boy and never came back. Amen. I don't hear that kind of stuff. I'll be on you like hog on slop. Amen. We ain't running. Well, just let me go on. Stop right there. Now on the more positive side tonight, we have several graduates this year. How many are here tonight? If you're graduating this year, stand up if you would. We want to acknowledge you. What about it, Life Tabernacle? Are we proud of our kids? Amen. And what about college? Kindergarten? Where are they at? There he is. All right, buddy. That's the owl runner there. Another kindergarten? Where? There he is. We have some others that have graduated from college. Also, Jonathan Gray. In December? Are you putting in an early notice so we could... That's a mama for you there, Dad. That's it. Amen. And then Brother Gray, he's graduating here pretty soon. When? He's already done it, so that's real soon. Amen. But anyhow, I want you to know we are proud of your accomplishments. And go on with Jesus. Go on with Jesus. Well, are y'all ready for me to preach another message? Amen. Can't ever tell. I will come back to that oven. But we will see what we can do here tonight. Why don't you stand with me again? And I love this atmosphere. This is electrifying here tonight. It's anointed. It's power-packed. It wouldn't bother me if Brother Galley just went right on and preached and gave altar call or laid hands on people, whatever he felt like doing a while ago. Because I feel that much Jesus in this place tonight. This morning was an incredible service. God did some outstanding things for which we're glad. And how many got the Holy Ghost in the Sunday school department this morning? Two in this class? Anybody else? All right, they had two there. I believe it was two in here. They baptized too, and we're glad for these things. Thank God for it. We're not waiting on revival. We are in revival. This is that, folks. This is that. See, I got one other thing I got to say. You see, I get up here with a message on my mind, but I got some other things I need to say also. You kids, I don't want you leaving service and going out here and meeting one another in this parking lot. Staying out there gabbing all service long. So much for that. You can figure all that out. And quit acting like some kind of Japanese stockbroker that you got to have a phone up to your ear all the time. Ain't nobody calling you. Quit acting important. You ain't talking to nobody. My. Phone been cut off for 3 weeks. And here you still going around. And another thing, let's preach. Hallelujah. Psalms. Praise God for Psalms. You better be glad I'm not in Ecclesiastes the way I'm feeling tonight. I'd really be on some stuff. Psalms 34 and verse 8. Are you ready to preach with me? Amen. I want to get in this tonight. I don't know where all the Lord's going to take us. But I felt this for the last couple of days for this service tonight. And I want to start on it. Praise God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth. That ETH on the end means continuation thereof. Not just trust the Lord, but trusteth in him continually. Trusted in him in the good times. Trusted in him in the bad times. Trusted him in him when you're healthy. Trusted him when you're sick. Hear what we're talking about? Just going to keep on trusting him. Praise God. You know why I'm going to keep on trusting him? Because I have tasted. I have tasted. He has passed the taste test for me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, to save some space, I don't remember what I told them to put up there. Put it up there and let me tell you what I told you. Oh, that's simple enough, the taste test. But what I really want to preach tonight is if you can't taste it, then you ain't got enough of it. If you can't taste it, you ain't got enough of it. We are trying to get by with a minimum amount of godly influence in our life while lending the rest of our appetites, affections to carnal and worldly things. We want just enough to every now and then and not too often. We want just enough to talk in tongues every now and then. We want just enough to, on the occasion. Many Christians today want to operate the same way my wife does her trailblazer. On empty. Guarantee you, how many miles can you get on what you got tonight in your trailblazer? She can go 31 miles. That's idling, see. That's what it shows idling. That's how many you can make it. Now, you get out there driving, it's probably within 10 miles or less of just... Phew. She wants to clean the tank out, she says. And then she wants me to take her truck to do this or that, and I get in it. And I'm not comfortable with lights coming on and these indicators blinking and... so forth. And then when I pull it in the station, I can't hardly get the top off. because that poor engine has sucked so much trying to get enough gas to make it, it has about glued that top. Can't hardly get the cap off of it. And then when you do, it goes, and your gas tank expands again. She does it because she wants me to pay for it. But you know where my point is tonight. You can't run around on empty forever, especially in this hour. Because the distance between one filling station and another sometimes is a lot further than what you think. Praise God. Oh, taste and see. Let's get filled up with this thing tonight. Let's get more than just a little blessing. Let's get more than just a filling a few boats. Let's plug into this thing and vibrate in the power, my God, of the Holy Ghost here tonight. We're celebrating the day of Pentecost. Let's worship Jesus. My Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. He's like Coca-Cola. He's the real thing tonight. He's like camel soup. He's good. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated again in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, he didn't just say taste and see. Put that scripture back up if you would, please. He didn't just say taste and see. That don't sound tempting enough. That don't sound inviting enough. But when somebody takes a bite of something, man, you ready to go. They done threw a hankering on you. But when they take a bite of something, never make any expression. Don't get me too excited. But oh, when they grab, oh. Here, a couple years ago, my wife and I and my sister and brother-in-law, we were down at the Smokies. And just happened through there at Pigeon Ford, that we saw Krispy Kreme with the red light on. Oh, listen to Chelsea. That's what I'm talking about tonight. That's just my point. I heard a ooh all over this house. The only other thing that comes to my mind, and that is White Castles. I got mixed reviews on that from my time. But these donuts, these No, not donuts. Krispy Kreme. It's generic to say donuts when it's Krispy Kreme. They melt in your mouth. They melt in your hand. My Lord, they're so good you lick other people's fingers. I've been eating them. So, you got to understand that my brother-in-law is blind, and so the red light was on at Krispy Kreme, and we zipped in there as we want to do, everywhere we travel just about. If we go by Krispy Kreme, the light's on. We were in Florida, going down through the Orlando somewhere. Where was that? Had her brother with us and his wife and kids. Somebody hollered out, she did probably, said, the red light's on. That's all you got to say. That means I break for Krispy Kreme. We went in there. They had never ate a Krispy Kreme before. I can't imagine that. Is there anybody in this house that's never ate a Krispy Kreme? I'm talking about red light Krispy. Oh, you darlings. What in the world? Y'all have never ate a Krispy Kreme donut? Folks, take courage, because I'm sure it's going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. That will be one of the desserts. There is no question about it. And so in Orlando, we stopped there and they ate it. And man, they went wild. So now when her brother's going by and the light's on, he stops and there he calls her up and said, "The light's on, the red light's on." So back to Pigeon Forge, we stopped into that Krispy Kreme and got us a dozen donuts to take to our cabin. Our cabin's probably 10, 12 miles from that Krispy Kreme spot. It didn't make it, Donnie. We had all good intentions. We meant well. But when we pulled out one and you ate it and it started working on you, and my wife was saying, and my sister, and I was doing about the same thing, and finally my brother-in-law, he don't like sweets anyhow, he said, "My God, he's blind now. He said, "I never heard such carrying on in my life over a donut. But you just got to know when it's good, friend. And what David is saying in Psalms 34, this ain't just another religion. This ain't just another God. This ain't just some idol somewhere. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, if you ain't living for God, you don't know what's good in life." And this invitation, you know, I probably won't preach long here tonight, but I feel this so strongly. This invitation to taste and see. Try me out. You know, I'm amazed at how people in the world enjoy things and make themselves believe things that are good that are not good. Anybody ever chew tobacco? We have about as many people chew tobacco as was eat Krispy Kremes here, man. How can anybody in their right mind say chewing tobacco is good? And that is good? What about the first time some of you that, you know, all y'all wasn't raised in church like me. So we came from the other side of the track. Some of us came from under the track. I remember at 12 years old, the first time I ever smoked a cigarette. I wanted to taste it. Pell-mell, the taste above all others. They had, I forget what kind of Kent's, I think, was a big thing going back then in Marlboro Country. What about this one, some of you that's my age or close to it? Winston tastes good like a... See, they promote all of these cigarettes about how good they taste. One of them, I can't remember if it was Lucky Strike or which one it was. But it tastes good and is mild or something like that. But it's always talking about the taste. This 12-year-old kid lit up his first one. I have no idea what the brand. It don't matter what the brand. Does anybody remember that day? How many remember that day? I don't want you to forget the pitch came out of. Then after a little while, things get spinning around. Then when one of the kids asks you, "How'd you like this cigarette?" "Oh, it was good. It was good. It was real good." How many remember that first drink of strong liquor that you took? Everybody else, you know, drinking it down, you take it and you hit it and you... And you're trying to get your breath, your face is turning red, your eyes are bugging out, your lips are turning purple. When it stops burning on the way down, you finally get your breath, and you look at them and smile. Boy, that's good. we lie to ourselves and tell us, tell ourselves and tell one another things are good when they're not good. They taste like trash and you know it. Marijuana ain't good, it stinks. When I was in Vietnam, there were some soldiers there and they had some real stuff over there and they would get all high smoking that stuff and they would get laughing. Somebody would say something, didn't even have to be funny. They'd get laughing, they'd just keep on laughing, keep turning the music up higher, laughing more. So I went over with them one time and they started passing their joint. They wanted me to take a hit on it. Okay. So I took a hit on their joint. I was raised on the farm, folks. We smoked long green tobacco. Most of y'all don't even know what that is. It is stronger than what they were smoking. I smoked that thing, passed it over there. They was turning the music up, and I wondered, that is the horriblest tasting stinking cigarette. Just like it smells, so it tastes. So my first super experience with marijuana was it stinks and it tastes just as bad as it smells, and there was too much redneck in me to get high. It didn't bother me one earthly bit. They got high and got happy and laughing and turning their music up, and I just went on over to where my hooch was and left them there. But I want you to know a lot of things in life, unfortunately, we try before we come to God, and we try to make ourselves believe, oh, that's good. That's just right, you know. It's like taking that crossword puzzle. When two pieces are missing, you get something that looks like it ought to go there, and you get... That's the way I do crossword puzzles. It's got to go there. It's driving me crazy. Hallelujah, but certain things in life, so many things, it just don't fit you. It just don't belong to you because you were made in the image and the likeness of God. He never meant for you to smoke marijuana. He never meant for you to smoke cigarettes. If He wanted you to smoke, He'd have turned your nose up the other way and made a chimney out of it. He never meant for you to drink strong liquor. He never meant for you to get drunk. The only thing God meant for humanity to do is taste and see that the Lord is better than any high. It's greater than any drunk. It's better than any drag. It's better than any syringe needle. It's better than any pills you can pop. It's better than any... Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, taste and see. My... You ain't hear me tonight. Oh, taste and see. Some of you struggling with your living for God and you don't know what the problem is. I'll tell you what your problem is. You let the world dictate what your taste buds determine is good or bad. Hallelujah. What the world says is good. You know, it's all turned up in its terms now anyhow. What's bad is good now. Amen. So, oh, he's looking good. Is he? His trousers are 40 inches in the waist, 18 inches in the leg. Because his stride is hanging clear down below his knee. I've watched these thug wannabes try to walk in those stupid looking things. Looking good? You out of your mind? He ain't looking good. He looking nutty. He ain't got enough sense to pull his britches up. You talking about him being good looking? He ain't got enough sense to know which way to wear his cap. You talking about him being intelligent? As pastor, I give you permission. If your daughter ever tells you that a young man is good looking that don't know how to pull his britches up or turn his cap the right way, whip her and him both. They both need a good whipping. Amen. And this sloppy look today, I see it coming around here. I don't like it too much. Amen. You can wear your shirt out on your job if you want to. You can get your shirt tailed out and all that. When you come to the house of God, you ain't coming to the factory. You ain't going to watch a ball game. You are coming to the house of God. You're coming into the King's palace. You don't dress up for me, or I don't dress up for you. But we're all here because this is the King's house. We want the presence of God to move. We want Him to convict. We want Him to talk to us. We want Him to show us things in the Spirit. And to do that, you've got to attract Him. God, You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Of everything I've tried in life, nothing means anything but another touch from You, Lord. Another blessing from You, God.
Praise God, praise God. Put your hands together. Just magnify the Lord right now. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. And His mercies endure forever. Come on, I want to tell somebody tonight, the light is on. If you need a miracle, the light is on. If you need a blessing, the light is on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Come on, some of you may be seated. Some of you, you've tried drugs, you've tried alcohol, you try to find peace of mind. You try to find things in the world, but you ain't going to find nothing like Jesus. Come on, He's your bridge over troubled water. He's your help in a time of trouble. Come on, He'll be your strong and mighty tower that you can run into, and you will be safe in the arms of God. Quit running to the world. Quit running to the appetites of the world. Come on. You've got to run to God. You've got to run to the things of God, because the things of God are good. I have a couple minutes, Bishop.
Yeah, go for it.
I remember when we were evangelizing, and we had the privilege of going to a place called Lambert's. Praise God. A place, praise God. Some of you have been to Lambert's. You know what I'm talking about. It's called the home of the throat roll. I have heard them talk about this, and I had never actually been there. And I was so excited when I had the opportunity to go to Lambert's, the home of the throat roll. You see, I was always taught when you got to the table that you weren't allowed to throw anything. And so I was getting a little excited about throwing things and catching things that were going to be thrown to you. So there was a long line, and we had to wait for a while, but we finally were seated. And I began to watch, and these people would come out from the back with these massive rolls, hot rolls. Praise God. Like one of those dudes at a ballpark had those drinks, you know, they'd have that thing around their collar, and they'd have that big thing, and they'd have hot dogs or Cokes or whatever it would be. And this guy came out from the back with hot rolls, and he would say, "Hot rolls." And if you wanted a hot roll, all you would have to do is give some type of notion.
Come on, throw your hands up.
Give me something over here, because I heard that they were good.
Yeah,
and because I heard that they were good, I want some over here on my plate. But you can't tell them that it's good if you ain't never tasted it. Praise God. And so he was saying, "Hot rolls." And this dude didn't come to where you were, but he just hauled off and threw it to you. Through the chandeliers. You think I'm joking? If you have the opportunity to go, man, it's going to blow your mind. Through the fans. Fans going, man, they would pitch me under the leg, behind the bat. I mean, these guys were good. And he came out, I said, "Hey, over here." And man, he would just pitch them over there. The pastor's son, he was probably about 6 or 7. He liked it so much, he just kept on raising his hand. And the guy just kept on throwing him the rolls. He had a mound of hot rolls on his plate. What are you saying, Brother Galley? God is in this house. He's walking up and down these aisles. He's got some hot blessings. He's got some hot miracles. He's saying, who wants them? And all you've got to do is give some type of indication. God, I want a miracle over here. I want a blessing over here. If you want a blessing, all you've got to do is catch it. If you want a miracle, all you've got to do is reach out and grab it.
Come on now, the light's on.
Come on, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can't taste the Lord sitting on a pew.
Come on.
You can't taste Him. You know how you get to tasting God? When you get involved. When you begin to step out and say, God, I'm going to wade out a little bit deeper. Oh, yeah, Brother Tyrone. Come on. Woo! Come on. You want a financial miracle? Woo! Your baby's sick. You need a miracle? Your husband needs help. Oh, she caught that one. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Brother Dabney just throw them out. You've got to get desperate. Brother Galley, it looks crazy. It looks stupid. But when you begin to do.
Yeah, come on.
Oh. When you do something you've never done before, you'll get something that you've never gotten before.
That's right.
I'm going to taste my miracle tonight. I'm going to taste my blessing tonight. Somebody needs to just reach up and grab it. Somebody needs to reach up and grab a hold of it. Come on, reach up and pull it down. Reach up and pull it down. I'm going to take a bite of my blessing. I'm going to take a... Oh, Shandai Ororo Moshiha.
Come on now. Jesus' name.
Come on. The red light is on. You might as well get it while the getting's good. Come on, young person. The red light is on. You might as well get it right now. Come on, you guys were talking about the other night. We're going to come in this church. We're going to dance like we've never danced before. We're going to shout like we've never shouted before. We're going to do some things we've never done before. You might as don't wait till next week. Don't wait till next month. You better get it while the light is on. Get it while the blood is flowing. Get it while the miracles are flowing. Come on, I see some young guys stepping out, but where's the young ladies? Where's the mom and dad? Where's the grandmas and grandpas? You've got to get desperate about this thing. I'm going to grab hold of it. No devil in hell's going to rip it from me. No devil in hell's going to rip it from me. I've got my blessing. Come on, young person. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. You've got to get a hold of this thing like you've never gotten a hold of it before. There's no enemies that's going to take it out of my grasp. Tumors be gone in Jesus' name. Heart disease be gone in Jesus' name. High blood sugar be gone in Jesus' name. High blood pressure be gone in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches be gone in Jesus' name. Come on. High five your neighbor and say, oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. Come on, I want to tell somebody, God's got a buffet bar down here. If you need a miracle, you just need to come and get it. Remember in the olden days, Mom would step out the back porch and she would begin to ring that bell. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come on, it's supper time. If you want it, come and get it. If you want a miracle, step out. Come down here and oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You need the Holy Ghost. You've heard about it, but you've never experienced it. You need to come down here and taste for yourself. Come on, this is a taste test. Oh, taste and see that He is good. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, if you want to go to the cornbread, you can go right to the cornbread. If you want some fruits and some vegetables, you can go there. But I believe there's some dessert that somebody needs to take hold of tonight. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come on, it's supper time. It's miracle time. It's signs and wonder. Come on, there's some of you, you've allowed the enemy to get you off course. You've gotten cold in your spirit. You need a fresh touch. You need a... My Lord, have mercy. You need a fresh anointing. You need fresh power. Hallelujah. If it's been a long time since you spoke in tongues, you need to come down here. You need a fresh touch. David said, I lift my cup. Come here, Brother Powell. Come here, bro. Hallelujah. If you're not praying, I want you to look up here. But if you're praying, continue to pray. David said, I will lift up my cup, Lord. Lord, I can lift it up. I can't fill it up. But if I can lift it up, you will fill it up. You know what you need to do tonight? You need to lift your cup up. And when you lift your cup up, God is going to fill you up. He's not going to stop there. He's going to keep on filling. It looks good. But if I know my God like I know my God, He's going to keep on filling. But if I really know my God like I really know my God, He's not going to stop there. He's going to keep on filling you up. Woo! He's going to fill you up till you are overflowing. It's going to splash on over to your neighbor. It's going to splash on over to mama. It's going to splash on over to your children. When you walk into Walmart and that lady greets you with a big old smile and she pushes that cart toward you and wants to put a little happy face on your children's hand. You're so full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. You're addicted to Jesus. You're drunk on the Holy Ghost. He done filled you up. Anybody want a drink? Come on, anybody want a drink? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's just not for the whites. It's just not for the blacks. It's not just for the Hispanic. It's just not for mama. It's just not for daddy. But it's for whosoever. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, he said, come unto me. He said, come unto me and drink. Drink what, Brother Callie? Drink the good stuff. Kenny Chesney, you ain't got nothing on this. You can only talk about the good stuff. You can only sing about the good stuff. But we've got the real stuff. We got the Holy Ghost, and we've got the fire. And we have tasted, and it's good. What I want you to do tonight, I want you to lift up your cup all over this place. And I want you to allow God to fill you up. Make a funnel tonight. Allow God to cascade down upon you. Allow the anointing to flow from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Come on, taste. Come on, taste. Take a big bite. Take a big drink. It's not what somebody else told me. Hallelujah. It's what I know for myself.
Yeah, hallelujah. Can't make me down him. Can't make me down him. Can't make me down him. Oh, I feel the fire burning. Will I feel the fire burning? Will I feel the fire burning in my soul? Yes, I feel the fire burning. Yes, I feel the fire burning. Yes, I feel the fire burning in my soul. Oh, yes, I feel the fire burning. Don't you feel the fire burning? Yes, I feel the fire burning in my soul. In my soul, got the love of Jesus. Oh, I've got the love of Jesus. Yes, I've got the love of Jesus. Well, I've got the love of Jesus in my soul. Well, I've got the love of Jesus. Yes, I've got the love of Jesus. Yes, I've got the love of Jesus in my soul. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him in my soul. No, you can't make me doubt him, 'cause I know too much about him. No, you can't make me doubt him in my soul. Well, I feel like pressing my way. Will I feel like pressing my way?